pray with you, brothers and sisters? We give thanks to our Lord. We are all here to worship our God with the heavy snow outside. Christmas is around the corner.
现在我们到处都可以听到圣诞的歌声。
So we can hear Christmas songs everywhere.
我们赞美这位耶稣基督，他降世为人。
So we praise Jesus Christ and he comes to this world.
在这个路加福音第二章记载了的耶稣降生。
The book Luke in chapter 2 it recorded the birth of Jesus Christ.
当耶稣这个降在马槽以后，这个在旷野里边有这个天使和这个牧羊人。
So when Jesus was born in the manger, and there were shepherds in the fields.
这个天使给牧羊人这个报告好消息，然后他们就一同来赞美神。
An angel reported good news to the shepherds, and they all together praised the Lord.
在这个二章第十四节这样说。
In chapter 2, verse 14, it says,
说在至高之处荣耀归于神。
Glory to God in the highest.
在地上平安归于他所喜悦的人。
And on earth peace to man on whom his favor rests.
是天使和这个牧羊人他们一同歌唱，一同赞美神。
And the angel and the shepherds, they all together praise and sing songs for Lord.
让我们也一起起立，我们来歌唱赞美神。All right,
please, let's sing a song to praise the Lord.
这首诗歌我们一共有四段，我们第一段我们大家一起唱，然后第二段呢和弟兄唱，第三段姐妹唱，第四段我们一起合唱。All
together there are four verses. First one we sing together, and the second one is brothers, third one is sisters, and fourth one all together.
Okay, 记住。 主耶稣来到世上，他担当了我们的罪。
Jesus Christ came to this world to suffer for us for our sins.
他也把这个宝贵的救赎赐给我们。
And he gave us this salvation.
只要我们信靠他，我们就能够得到这个救赎。
If we have the faith in him, we'll be saved.
只要我们信靠他，我们就能够蒙福。
If we believe in him, have faith in him, so we'll be blessed.
下面我们要唱的诗歌是有福的缺句。
So next song we're going to sing is.
是这个，信靠耶稣真是甜美。
It's so sweet to trust in Jesus.
信靠耶稣真是甜美，只要深信主恩典，只要站在主应许上，信靠主不变。耶稣耶稣何等可靠，我的心念你真实，耶稣耶稣啊对耶稣，赐我恒心信靠你，信靠耶稣的应许，只要归向主宝血，只要彼得再次欢喜，能自罪无悔如前。耶稣耶稣啊爱我吗，我的心愿你相知，耶稣耶稣和耶稣因我爱感情靠你，心靠耶稣真是甜美，虽无自我全力用主灵受一切恩惠，上天极乐欢喜。耶稣耶稣何等可靠，我的心眼里当时，耶稣耶稣宝贵耶稣，赐我恒心靠你。心靠耶稣何等快乐，他是我救主应有，谁知他必与我同行，从今世直到永远。耶稣耶稣何等可靠，我的心愿你等。
主啊，我们感谢你。
Dear Lord, we thank you.
虽然是唱这个几乎有一百年的诗歌
，but we sing this song which has been in existence for over 100 years.
我们唱起来心中还是有说不出来的甘甜。
But we are full of sweetness when we sing this.
真的是信靠耶稣何等的甜美。
Indeed, how sweet it is to trust in God.
我们只要站在主的应许上，我们信靠主就蒙福无边。
We are blessed greatly as long as we stand on the promise from God.
主，我们再次谢谢你在耶稣基督里赐给我们宝贝的救恩。
Dear Lord, we thank you again for the salvation through Jesus Christ.
谢谢你让我们能够成为神的儿女。
Thank you for us to be your sons and daughters.
谢谢你赐给我们弟兄姐妹。
Thank you for giving us brothers and sisters.
谢谢你赐给我们一个属灵的家。
Thank you for giving us the holy family.
谢谢你在这个家中我们经历到主的爱和主的温暖。
In this family, experience God's grace and love.
我们实在是感谢你。
How grateful we are to you.
我们就恳求主加添我们的信心。
We pray that Jesus please give us strength.
让我们在各样大小的事情上 更多的来信靠你。
In things small or big, we'll trust you deep and deeper.
让我们就更深的体验到诗歌所说的信靠耶稣真是甜美。
We'll more experience the sweetness of the song.
信靠耶稣真是快乐。
How joyful we are when we trust in God.
所以我们感谢你在这个天气路况这么差的早晨，你还是把我们带到你的圣所。
Dear Lord, we thank you for leading us to your sanctuary, though the weather is terrible.
所以我们为已经平安抵达的弟兄姐妹和朋友们，我们向你献上感谢。
We give thanks to you for those brothers and sisters who arrived here safe and sound.
也许还有一些人，在路上，我们都恳求你保守他们平安的抵达。
Please bless them when they are on our way now.
所以我们也恳求你，既然把我们平安的带到这里，也让我们在聚会结束之后，每一个家庭每一部车都可以平安地回到家中。
Dear Lord, please bless us to go back safely since you bring us here.
也让我们人在这里，让我们的心就能够平静地来专心地来敬拜你。
So we are here, so our hearts will be here too to worship you with all our hearts.
真是让我们的心向你敞开。
We open our hearts to you.
也让我们能够听到你向我们说话。
And hear your words to us.
所以我们也纪念到我们有一些弟兄姐妹在未来几天要陆陆续续的出城，有的是要回家，主啊，你都保守他们能够平安顺利的能够搭上飞机，能够平安的回家。
Dear Lord, some of the brothers and sisters will leave town to go to their homeland, and please bless them and protect them so the flight will be on time.
所以我们也再次纪念到我们有一些弟兄姐妹的家人生重病，我们恳求你怜悯施恩。
And some of the family members of our sisters and brothers, they are suffering from illness. Please show mercy to them.
也恳求主赐给我们弟兄姐妹机会，能够把福音清清楚楚地跟家人来分享。
Let the brothers and sisters take this as opportunity to spread the gospel.
我们谢谢你让万传道给许多弟兄姐妹开设个人传福音的训练。
And we thank you that Minister Wan trained the brothers and sisters in the individual gospel's teaching.
我们谢谢你给这么多弟兄姐妹有渴慕的心来学习。
And we thank you that all those brothers and sisters have an eager heart to learn.
也谢谢你，他们许多人都带着兴奋的心情开始向别人来分享福音。
We again give thanks to you that some of the brothers and sisters, they started to preach the gospel and spread the good word with excitement.
So 我们真是恳求你祝福。
We thank you, we pray that you bless us.
在传福音的过程当中，不只是让慕道朋友得祝福，也让传福音的基督徒也经历你的祝福。
Not only those who will be preached the gospel will be blessed, and those brothers and sisters who preach will be blessed too.
我们把我们今天的聚会恭敬来仰望。
We submit respectfully our service to you.
与我们所有的大人、小孩还有婴儿室的 baby、所有的老师们、都同在。
So you will be with us, with all of us, grown-ups, children, youths, and babies.
让我们在这里，我们心中都充满喜乐。
Let our hearts filled with joy.
听我们的祷告。
Listen to our prayer.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
请坐。
Please be seated.
下面是起样的时间。
Time for responsive reading.
今天的起样是在这个马太福音第五章三到十节，由文超弟兄来带。
It's in the book Matthew chapter 5 verses 3 to 10. It is led by Brother 文超。
今天起因的经文是在马太福音的第五章三至十节。
In the book Matthew, chapter 5, verses 3 to 10.
是主耶稣登山宝训论天国的八福。
That's one of the blessings when Jesus preached in the Mount.
如果你用的是教会的中英文对照圣经，请你翻到第七页。
New Testament page 7 if you use the Church's Bible.
我读单数节，请大家合念双数节。
I read the odd numbers, and all of the congregation please read the even numbers.
马太福音第五章第三节，虚心的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
哀痛的人有福了，因为他们必得安慰。
温柔的人有福了，因为他们必承受地土。
饥渴慕义的人有福了，因为他们必得饱足。
连续人的人有福了，因为他们必蒙连续。
清心的人有福了，因为他们必得见神。
使人和睦的人有福了，因为他们必称为神的儿子。
为义受逼迫的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
感谢主耶稣的话语。
Thank Jesus Christ's words. That's time for offering.
奉献是我们基督徒对神的感恩的回应。
Offering is a Christian's response to God's grace.
我们感谢神他所赐给我们的一切。
We thank God for giving us all.
我们在奉献的时候，我们唱一首诗歌是有福的确据。
So we're going to sing a song, Blessed Assurance Jesus is Mine. Thank you. Not only give us the salvation,
主你也在生活中也祝福我们
but also you bless us in our daily life.
主我们也是再次借着奉献，求主再次让我们能够有一颗奉献的心。
By giving offerings to you, and we'll train our offering heart in offering.
不仅让我们在金钱上能够参与
not only we will be involved in giving money.
也便是能够让我们的身心都能够奉献给你。
And also we will consecrate all our life to you.
我们也把今天的金钱奉献在此献上祷告，求主来洁净。
And also please cleanse the money we offer.
使用在你的事工上。
Use it in your service.
我们这样感谢祷告奉救主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
下面是读经的时间，请大家打开路加福音第一章26-49节。
For scripture reading, please open your Bible to Luke chapter 1, verses 26-49. Luke chapter 1, verses 26-49.
如果大家打开了，就听我来读。
Please listen to me.
到了第六个月，天使加百利奉神的差遣往加利利的一座城去，这城名叫拿撒勒，到一个童女那里，是一将许配大卫家的一个人，名叫约瑟，童女的名字叫玛利亚。天使进去对他说，蒙大恩的女子，我问你安，主和你同在了。玛利亚因这话就很惊慌，就反复思想这样问安是什么意思。天使对他说，玛利亚，不要怕，你在神面前已经蒙福了，你要怀孕生子，可以给他起名叫耶稣，他要为大，称为至高者的儿子，主神要把他主大卫的位给他，他要做雅各家的王，直到永远，他的国没有穷尽。玛利亚对天使说，我没有出嫁，怎么有这事呢？天使回答说，圣灵要临到你身上，至高者的能力要荫庇你，因此你所要生的圣者被称为神的儿子，况且你的亲信伊丽莎伯在年老的时候也怀了男胎，就是那素来称为不生育的，现在有孕六个月了，因为出于神的话没有一句不带能力的。玛利亚说，我是主的使女，情愿照你的话成就在我身上。天使就离开他去了。那时候玛利亚起身急忙往山地里去，来到犹大的一座城，进了撒加利亚的家，问伊丽莎伯安。伊丽莎伯一听玛利亚问安，说怀着胎，就在府里跳动。伊丽莎伯且被圣灵充满，高声喊着说，你在妇女中是有福的，你说怀着胎也是有福的。我主的母到我这里来，就是从哪里来，哪里得的呢？因为你问安的声音一入我耳，我腹里的胎就欢喜跳动。我相信这女子是有福的，因为主对她所说的话都要应验。玛利亚说，我今尊主伟大，我灵以神我的救主为乐，因为他顾念他使女的卑微，从今以后万代要称我有福。那有全能的为我成就了大事，他的名为圣。
弟兄姐妹们平安。
Please be with your brothers and sisters.
在一开始要先跟大家报告一个好消息。
A good news need to report to you.
艾保罗牧师已经确定接受我们教会的邀请来担任我们英文的牧师。
Pastor Paul Epp decided to come to accept our invitation to be the English pastor for the English congregation.
在12月2号早上我们会员大会通过之后，当天晚上长执会主席 Joseph 就把正式的邀请信送给艾保罗牧师。
On December 7th, when the motion was passed, so Joseph sent an official invitation to him.
那因为艾保罗牧师他们一家也过去几个月一直在为这件事情祷告，他们也觉得有神清楚的带领，所以在那个礼拜他们就这个把正式的接受的信也回给了Joseph.
And so Paul's family, they prayed for this and they were very clear that it was a calling from God, so they responded to Joseph's invitation.
只是他们还是希望说能够给他们一些时间跟教会的同工们陆陆续续的能够报告这件事情，所以他们请我们暂时不要宣布。
They want us to not to announce it openly or publicly because they need some time to break up this news to their own church.
那在过去的一个多礼拜，他们已经跟教会的一些同工们已经正式的通知了他们，说他们会来到伊萨卡侍奉。
In the past week, they already notified their co-workers in the church about their service. They are coming here to Issachar to serve.
同工们虽然舍不得，但是他们也看到有神美好的旨意，所以他们也愿意支持他们这个决定。
So the co-workers, though they find it hard to let them go, but still they feel happy and they support their decision to come to Issachar.
所以艾保罗牧师同意我今天能够先跟教会的弟兄姐妹先口头做这样的一个宣布。
So therefore, I have the permission from Paul and to make this, announce this openly in our church.
但是也是请大家暂时还不要急着跟我们教会以外的人去广传这个消息。
Please keep it within this church.
因为爱保罗牧师他们可能是到1月6号才会跟教会所有的人做正式的宣布。
Because not until January 6th, and Paul F. will openly announce that in their own church.
那我们他们也接受我们教会的建议。就是等到他们小孩放假了，大概六月以后，他全家搬来这里。但在中间这段时间，保罗牧师会每个月能够来一次，每次待差不多一个礼拜的时间。
So their family won't move here until June, so when the school is over for their children. But in between now and June, so Paul F will come here once a month. To stay for over a week time.
Yeah, 那他未来几个月每个月来的时间我们也都已经定下来了。那一月底的来的机票也都已经买好了。
So we already decide the days when he comes, and also we booked the flight for January for him.
那就求主继续为他们祷告，让这个无论是在那边的教会和我们的教会都能够因为他们的服事蒙福。
Let us continue to pray for them, both in this church and their church, so they will be blessed in this for their service by God.
好，我们这学期主日信息的主题是让你的生命成为祝福。
This semester, the major theme of our sermon is Let Your Life Be Blessed.
我们真切的盼望是每个人都成为蒙神祝福的人。
We have an eagerness to hope that everybody's life will be blessed by God.
或者是自己蒙福，还把神所赐的福能够带给更多的人。
Not only you yourself are blessed, but you will give these blessings from God to others.
但因为圣诞节即将来临，所以我今天选了一段跟耶稣诞生有密切关系的经文。
So the Christmas is drawing near. Today I select some scriptures associated with Jesus' birth.
还是请大家打开圣经到路加福音一章我们看我们刚刚读的经文26到49节。
Let us again open the Bible to Luke chapter 1 verses 26 to 49.
在这个39节到49节中间呢，有福这个字眼出现了四次，你能够很快的找到吗？
Between verse 39 to 49, the blessed is word occurred four times. Can you quickly find it?
四次
What are the four times?
大声一点四三节
42
四三节有几次
How many times?
有两次还有呢四十五节
45
还有呢四十八节
48
好在这四次的有福指的都是谁
Who these blessed four blessed point to?
除了一次指的是还在母亲腹中的婴孩耶稣之外，另外三次指的都是同一个人，就是耶稣的母亲玛利亚。
So the three times refer to Jesus' mother Mary, only one time points to the baby in the womb.
在这三次当中，两次是玛利亚的亲戚称她是有福的。
So out of the three times, mentioned by the friends or relatives of the Mary and called her to be blessed.
那一次是玛利亚高兴地宣告自己成为世界上最有福的人。
The other time is Mary announced openly that she is the most blessed person in the world.
今天早上我们就要一同思想玛利亚是如何经历到她成为了一个有福的人。
Let us think clearly how Mary experienced as a person, as the most blessed person.
特别请大家专注在一章四十五节的第一句话，圣经说，就是说。这相信的女子是有福的。
Let's focus our attention in the first part of verse 45. Blessed is she who has believed.
很明显，玛利亚成为有福是跟她的相信有关的。
It is very obvious that Mary is blessed because she has believed.
那么这边的相信指的是什么呢？
What does it mean when it says believe?
是什么样的相信让她成为一个蒙福的人？
What kind of belief is this that makes him to be blessed?
在他的身上我看到三方面重要的相信。
I can see this belief has three connotations.
第一，玛利亚相信神的话是可信的。
First of all, Mary believes that God's word is trustworthy.
当天使跟他说话的时候，玛利亚根本一点心理的准备都没有。
When angel said to her and bring the news to her that she was not prepared at all.
好不容易从惊慌当中定神过来，耳中听到的却是他觉得不可思议的事。
When she was out of the amazement and she thought it was hardly, it can hardly be believed.
天使说他蒙了神的恩，将会怀孕生子。
And the angel said because she has favor from God and she will be pregnant for some.
这是跟他的经验和他有的知识完全不符合。
It goes contrary to her knowledge and reasoning.
所以他立即的反应是我没有出嫁，怎么有这事呢？
Her immediate response is since I'm a virgin, how will this be?
那天使就进一步向他解释。
So the angel further explained.
玛利亚听了解释之后，她需要做一个选择。
When Mary heard this, she needs to make a decision.
选择是否相信神所讲的是真的，而且神有能力真正成就这样的事。
She needs to choose whether the God said to her is true or whether God has the power to accomplish it.
我想在信仰探索的过程当中，这也通常是我们面临的第一大挑战。
During our exploration of faith, this is the first challenge we face too.
在我们原来成长的背景当中，我们在座绝大多数的人从来没有想过要去读圣经或去认识耶稣是谁。
When we grew up spiritually, it never occurred to us that we would like to read the Bible or to explore Jesus is the God.
我们不觉得有这个需要，也没有这个兴趣。
We didn't feel that there is a need and there's no interest at all.
我1983年来美国的时候就是这样。
I was so in 1983 when I first came to the United States.
我来只有一个目的，就是尽快的拿到一个 MBA 然后回国。
I had only one goal to get my MBA as soon as possible and go back.
在我的计划当中绝对没有接触基督教信仰这么一回事。
That's not at all to get to know Jesus in my plan.
不仅从来没有想过，而且我向来是与宗教保持距离的。
Not only it never occurred to me, I always have kept a distance.
哎，那时候有另外三个新生跟我合租一个 apartment.
At that time, three new students we share one apartment together.
那其中的新生刚来的时候是一对基督徒接的飞机。
One of the new students was picked up by a couple who were Christians.
那这对夫妇后来就邀请我们去查经班。
So this couple invited us to go to the Bible study.
本来一接到邀请，我和另外一个室友是坚决不去的。
We were very adamant.In refusing to go.
因为从来没有去过，心中有很多的顾忌。
Because we had a lot of worries since we never been to church.
但是我其中一位室友，他以前来美国读硕士的时候，曾经去过查经班。
So one of the friends, when he was here for his master's degree, he went several times to the Bible study.
然后这次回来读博士，跟我们住在一起，他叫我们放心。
So he came back for his doctorate degree and he assured us.
Yeah. 他说查经班绝对没有什么神秘让人害怕的事情。
Saying that there's nothing to worry about in the Bible study.
而且跟基督徒交朋友好处很多。
There were a lot of benefits to make friends with Christians.
他们乐于助人，还会开车带我们去买菜。
So they're happy to help and will drive us for grocery shopping.
一听到有这样的好处，我们就决定去一次看看，因为我们四个人都没车。
So these benefits really interested us. So since none of us had a car, so we.To go to the Bible study.
那我去了一次以后感觉还不错。
And I didn't feel too bad when I went there for the first time.
很高兴能够认识很多人。
I was very happy to make friends.
也很高兴他们当中很多人礼拜五查经结束之后还会一起去打排球。
Even more so when we went to play volleyball after the Bible study every week.
所以我后来每个礼拜五都去。
So I went there every Friday.
到后来只有我跟那个读博士班的学生继续去。
Later on, only the doctoral candidate and I, we went, continued to go to the Bible study.
我几乎连一次都没有缺席过。
I almost never missed one.
这是当初想都想不到的事情。
So I would never thought about this.
但虽然每个礼拜我去，但是我常常跟组里面的基督徒辩论。
And even if I went every Friday, I often debated with the Christians.
在我自己看来，每次都是我赢。
In my opinion, always won.
不过有时候回家之后静心思想，他们有些论点其实还是蛮有道理。
But on getting home when I was quiet by myself, I thought about it. I thought, well, some of them are really right.
也有些事情是我过去视为理所当然，却从来没有认真去好好探索。
Some of the things I took it for granted and never thought it or think about it seriously.
虽然如此，我一直自己做心理建设，
心理建设。
Defensive method, I don't know.
Defensive method. I'll try to defend myself.
Yeah, be careful.
So there's a kind of still a distance.
Yeah.
我一直提醒自己，圣经讲的绝对不可能是真的。
Quite often I remind myself that the Bible said couldn't be true.
所以我要小心谨慎地维持我头脑的清醒。
So I would like to keep a sober mind.
绝对不可以哪一天一时糊涂跟着别人掉进去。
It should never happen to me someday when I got carried away and fall into a pit.
就这样经过了几个月的时间。
So after several months,
在一个冬令会的第四天晚上
，the fourth night of the winter retreat,
我发现我心中有很大的挣扎。
I discovered that there was a big struggle in my heart.
我惊讶地意识到自己并不是像原先以为的全然客观。
I was surprised to find that, and I was not very objective.
我发现并不是圣经的话语不可信。
And I noticed that it's not the Bible's words couldn't be believed.
而是在我自己的观念当中，我已经事先完全排除圣经可信的可能性。
It's because me, it's in my mind, I already predetermined that I wouldn't believe in the Bible.
经过相当强烈的内心交战，我做了一个我出国之前绝对没有想到的决定。
After a heavy struggle in my heart, I made a decision which it never occurred to me I would make this decision.
我选择相信耶稣，相信了神的话。
I chose to trust in God and believe in Jesus' words.
老实说，刚刚做那个决定的时候，心中的感觉跟玛利亚很像，是很害怕。
To be honest with you, I was had some fear in my heart when I first made the decision.
因为真的觉得很不可思议，然后跟过去成长背景的观念不一样。
It was incomprehensible I would do so, because it has nothing to do with what I had before as my understanding.
我并没有十足的把握说我不会信错了。
And I'm not sure what I believe is correct.
做那么一个选择是需要信心的。
It takes some courage to make this decision.
但是在那个时刻，在信心中，我相信我所做的选择是一个负责任、合理的决定。
But at that moment, I believe that what I made, the decision I made is responsible and is reasonable.
我就鼓起勇气选择了相信。
I pluck up courage to choose to believe.
当然信主之后，从原来不是完全把握有把握还有点怀疑的那样害怕的那种信，变成了蛮有把握的确信。
After I was converted into Christian, from the very beginning, the first stage is I was doubtful about my belief, and then later on, I grew up to be more confirmed in my belief.
但是这二十多年来，我每次想到接受主的那个时刻，对神只有越来越深的感恩。
And in the past 20-some years, when I think of the first day I made the choice till now, I feel more and more grateful to Lord.
谢谢主帮助我在二十几年前的那个晚上跨出了关键的一步。
I'm grateful to the Lord 20 some years ago, and the Lord helped me to make the first step.
这样的经验，不只是我有，我们当中很多的基督徒在信主的过程当中也有同样的经验。
So many of you Christians, in the first day when you started to believe in God, you would have the same experience as I do now.
而且我想我们都会同意，这么一个选择，选择相信神的话语是可信可靠的，是我们人生蒙福的开始。
I believe that all of us think that agree that this is the beginning when we are blessed, when we choose the time when we choose to believe in God.
玛利亚还有第二方面的相信。
So the second kind of belief from Mary is
她的相信是付上代价的相信。
It is a belief with risk and cost.
他不只是头脑知识上的认可同意，说哦，我相信神可以行神迹，圣经记载的是真的。
It is not only the agreement from his mind, knowledge, or reasoning, and say that God's word and the Bible can be trusted.
他的那个相信是需要他个人承担危险，付上代价。
So her belief carries a risk and cost from her.
他面对的问题不只是神有没有能力让一个没有出嫁的童贞女透过圣灵行的神迹而怀孕。
The issue she faces is not only God has the power to make the virgin to be pregnant.
更严重的问题是她没有出嫁就怀孕，别人会怎么想，会怎么看
more seriously how others would look at her when she was a virgin, she gets pregnant.
在当时这可是非同小可的事情。
It's not a small issue.
她会被人视为犯奸淫。
And she would be considered as commit adultery.
轻的话被父母亲亲戚赶出门。
And to say the least, she'll be driven away from her home by her parents.
严重的话，甚至有可能被人用石头活活打死。
Or even more, she'll be stoned to death by others.
当时她已经许配给约瑟。
She was pledged to get married to Joseph.
从马太福音的记载里面，我们知道约瑟刚听到玛利亚怀孕的消息的时候，本来是打算要把她给休掉的。
From the book of Matthew, we notice that when Joseph heard this news.She was thinking about getting a divorce quietly.
所以玛利亚要答应神透过圣灵让她怀孕生子，需要不小的信心。
So that's really a strong belief on Mary to agree with God to let her get pregnant when she was a virgin.
这样的相信不只是相信一些客观外在跟她没有直接关系的事情是真实可信的。
It's not a kind of belief which you believe in something which is external outside you.
他选择的信是要把自己给摆上去的。
This is the kind of belief to commit herself entirely to be part of it.
要承担可能被人误会、被人指指点点的危险。
So it involves the danger or risk to be pointed fingers at by others.
这几乎像赌博一样。
It's like a gamble.
如果赌错了，会赔得很惨很惨。
The cost can be huge if it's wrong.
我们很多人在面对信主的决定时也有类似的顾虑。
So we have same worries and concerns when we face the same situation to believe in God or not.
对于学科学的人都知道，今天在美国科学界掌握大权的是进化论当中完全否定创造论的那一派。
For those scientists or we study science, we all know that nowadays the people in power who have the control are the group of evolutionists, not the creationists.
如果你信主只是把它当作一个心灵的寄托，别人可能不太会跟你计较。
If you believe, you take the belief in God as a kind of spiritual support, and people probably others wouldn't care too much about it.
但是如果你是认认真真的信有神，相信神的创造，你的麻烦可能很大哦。
If you seriously believe, have as your own belief that God is the creator of all the universe.And you may be in big trouble.
好多年前就有一位博士班的学生
Many years ago, a doctoral candidate.
他心中已经有很强烈的感动要信主。
She has a strong desire to believe in God.
但到最后他跟我们说他不能信。
But in the end, she said to us she couldn't believe it.
因为他的指导教授带着他的做的整个博士论文都是根据进化论的假设把神完全排除在外面。
Because her advisor and supported her thesis, doctoral thesis, which focused on the evolution and excluding God entirely.
如果他不继续照着原来论文的方向做下去，他就可能拿不到博士。
If she didn't continue the same direction with her thesis along the side of the evolution theory, then she couldn't get her degree.
这个代价太大了，他不愿意冒这个险。
The cost is too much for her to bear.
对我们在座绝大多数人来说，在面对要不要信主的决定的时候，还有一个很大的顾虑，就是我们的亲戚朋友几乎都是不信主。
For most of us here today, we may have another concern is some of our family members and friends are not Christians.
我们信主之后很可能会被别人批评轻看。
So we may be criticized or looked down upon by others when we become Christians.
我们也怕别人向我们的信仰发出挑战的时候，自己讲不清楚我们信的根据是什么。
We're also afraid that when they challenge us about our beliefs, we couldn't explain it clearly to them.
对于来自中国的朋友们来说，信主还有一个很实际的顾虑。
For those friends who come from China, they have another realistic worry and concern.
就是将来回国之后会不会遇到麻烦？
So they'll be kind of looking for trouble when they go back to China.
虽然近年来有这样顾虑的人已经不像十年、二十年前这么多。
Though the number decreases of these kind of people who have this concern worry,
但是我知道对很多将来要回到公家单位工作的人来说，这仍然是一个很实际的顾虑。
But it's still a real issue for those who will go back to China to work in the organizations or institutions run by the state.
我并不是说每个人信主之后一定要公开的四处宣扬，向所有的领导干部报告我信耶稣了。
I don't mean to say when you are converted as a Christian, you would openly announce to everybody or everywhere that you are a Christian.
其实连主耶稣当时在传福音的时候，也常常选择从一些引人注意的场合当中退去。
As a matter of fact, when Jesus was preaching, and he quite often withdrew from a crowd.
在时候没到的时候，他避免与敌对他的人有一些不必要的直接冲突。
When the time did not come, and he would avoid the conflicts with his opponents.
但是真正信神的信心，是即使知道有一些危险、有可能的麻烦，却还是既然知道应该信。就相信
The true belief in Jesus Christ is even if you know there is a danger or risk involved, and if you believe it is true, then you should believe.
玛利亚听完天使的解释之后，在一章三十八节说出一句很关键的话。
On hearing angel's words, Mary uttered the most important statement.
她说：“我是主的使女，情愿照你的话成就在我身上。”
She said, "I'm the Lord's servant. May it be to me as you have said."
弟兄姐妹和朋友们，最能代表真正相信神的信，就是这句话。
Dear brothers and friends, and brothers, sisters and friends, so what is a real belief or true belief? This is what Mary pointed to us.
大家知道，相信这个字英文是 believe.
We know 相信English is believe.
在绝大多数的情形之下，我们相信什么人或相信什么事，就是说 I believe someone or something.
Under most circumstances, if we believe or trust somebody, we say I believe somebody or something.
我如果对一个人说 I believe you, 意思是说我相信你对我讲的话。
If I say I believe you, I believe you.
Yeah, I believe what you say.
Yeah.
但是有另外一些情形之下，英文会用 believe in, 而不只是 believe.
On some occasions that English would use the believe in.
尤其在谈到信神、信耶稣，表达的方式都是 I believe in Jesus, 而不是 I believe Jesus.
So there's a difference between I believe Jesus or I believe in Jesus. When we say we believe in Jesus, we quite often use with the in.
Believe 和 believe in 两者在程度上和意义上都有相当大的差别。
There's a big difference between believe and believe in.
用中文最浅显的方式来解释 ，believe in 是要信进去。
To put it simply in Chinese is believe in is that you go deeper into your belief.
不是自己置身于世外的那种信，而是把自己投进去的信。
It's not you are outside it, you are part of it. That's a believe in.
有人曾经用一个真实发生的故事做比喻。
Somebody used it as a parable, with something really happened.
法国的一个人叫 Charles Blondin 从1859年起曾经多次公开的表演高空走钢索穿越 Niagara Falls
A French person by the name Charles Blondin since 1859 so he walked the tight rope over the Niagara Falls from this end to the other
有一次在1860年他又做一次表演
In 1860 he performed the sameperformance again.
那时候还没有做英国国王的这个爱德华亲王，还不到20岁，也在那里看他表演。
So that time Prince Edward, not yet 20, and watch his performance too.
那 Blondin 先独自走钢索，成功的从尼亚加拉瀑布一端穿越到另外一端。
So Blondin walked alone the high wire over the Niagara Falls from one side to the other.
哇，大家都鼓掌赞叹。
Everybody cheered.
那他就突然问大家相不相信他身上可以多背一个人还是可以成功的穿过去
Suddenly he asked the audience whether they believe that when he carried a person on his back he would still walk the high wire
哇大家都热烈鼓掌大家都说相信相信
And everybody applauded him and said we believe
那他接着问有没有哪一位自愿让他来背做这个表演
Then he further asked whether any of you would be willing to let me carry you
这一下就没有人吭声了
Everybody was silent
那 Blondin 他就问爱德华亲王说你愿不愿意
And Blondin asked the Prince Edward that whether you are willing to let me do it
爱德华亲王很尴尬的赶快就婉拒了
So Prince Edward awkwardly declined
倒是有一个人真正让 Blondin 背过
There was one person who was carried by Blondin
就是他的经理
That's his manager
从这个实例我们可以看到只有那个经理的信是 believe in
From this we can say the belief from this manager is the belief in.
其他观众的信只是 belief.
For the rest of the belief is only belief.
在过去二十年当中，有成千上万从国内来北美读书的做研究的学生学者踏进了教会。
In the past 20 years, many Chinese from the China, mainland China, come to the North America to study for the graduate degree, so they walk into the church.
很多人都说自己信了主，还受了洗。
A lot of people say they are Christians now and they are baptized.
但是有很高比例的人后来消失的无影无踪。
But a high ratio of them and now disappeared and we don't know where they are.
还有很多人说自己是基督徒，生活上却完全不是这么一回事。
And still some others say they are Christians, but they live a different life.
有些教会领袖看到这个现象，做了一个结论。
Some of the leaders from the churches, they make a conclusion.
说这些近年来大批涌入教会的人是信主容易，成圣难。
So they say those people, they come to, as a crowd come to the church, it's easy for them to believe in God.But it's hard to be sanctified.
我的看法稍微有些不同。
My opinion is a little bit different.
我认为问题是在于这些人当中，很多人没有弄明白什么是真正的信耶稣。
It is because they are not very clear what is the real belief in Jesus Christ.
对于从无神论背景出来的人，在信仰探索的过程当中，很自然第一个要解决的问题是有神还是无神。
As easy as for our background, and the first question we ask ourselves is whether there is a God or there is not a God.
这个世界的起源是出于神的创造，还是完全是自然碰撞，巧合的产生的结果？
What is the origin of this world? It is the creation of God, or it is the natural and unexpected collisions?
很多人经过了一番探索，相信了有神。
After much exploration, a lot of people, they believe there is a God.
一些教会的领袖以为，既然他们从信无神变成信有神，有这么大的突破，那就算是信主，可以受洗做基督徒。
So a lot of leaders from the churches, they believe, since these people, they make the first step from believe there's no God to there is a God, so they are Christians, so they are baptized,So they can be said to be believing God.
但是他们忽略了这样子的信只是理智上知识上的信只是 belief 只是相信神的存在。
But these people, what they overlooked is they think that this kind of belief is only by knowledge, by reasoning. So they overlooked the essence of their belief.
而要成为一个基督徒所需要的信是 believing 的信。
For Christians, if they are real Christians, what they need is belief in God.
是需要愿意把自己交托给主，信靠顺服的信。
It's a kind of belief. This kind of belief in is a kind of belief that they need to set, consecrate themselves and submit their life to God.
如果我们希望像玛利亚一样成为一个蒙神祝福的人
，to be like Mary and to be somebody to be blessed by God,
我们必须与她有同样的心智。
We must have her own will.
在即使有可能需要冒险付上代价的时候，仍然愿意对主说。
Even if there is a risk and cost involved in our belief, we are still willing to say to God,
我是主的使命。
I am God's servant.
情愿照你的话成就在我身上。
May it be to me as you have said.
好，玛利亚的相信还有第三方面的相信。
The third perspective of Mary's belief is,
他的相信是从今天开始一生为主而活的信。
Her belief is from now on, from today on, will live for God.
他所面对问题不是只是一时的危险了。
It's not only one moment risk.
不是只是那时候被人误会、被人批评论断。
It's not only the criticism by others.
更大的挑战是他整个人生的计划将从此完全改变。
The big challenge is her life will be changed.
不只是她会在还没有被娶过门之前就怀孕
Not only she would be pregnant before when she was a virgin
不只是要为这个决定付上怀胎十个月的代价
Not only she would suffer from 10 months of pregnancy
这样的一个决定还会影响她整个一生
Her belief and her decision will affect her life
她一旦接受神的安排而怀孕
When she accepts God's will and gets pregnant
腹中所怀的婴孩将从此改变他的身份。
So the baby in her womb will change her identity.
而且这件事情将永远不可能更改。
It won't be changed, will never be changed.
从今之后她的人生是为了神的托付而活。
From now on, she will live a life by God.
不再是为自己而活。
Not live by herself.
所以不管她曾经为自己编织过什么美丽的梦。
No matter what kind of beautiful dreams she wove for herself,
不管她年纪小小的时候曾经有个什么样的理想。
Whatever of the ideas she had when she was young,
她一旦对神说我愿意，就等于把自己一生像牺牲的贡品一样奉献在祭坛上。
Once she says, I am willing to God, she will make herself as a sacrificial offering in God's altar.
所以她付的代价不是只是付一点点她可以估算的那种代价。
So whatever she pays is unmeasurable.
而是把整个生命的主权都交出去。
She let God take control of her life.
我们可能以为能够当救主基督的母亲当然是一件很荣幸很有福气的事。
We may think it's honor and it's a blessing from God if we are chosen to be a mother of the Holy Child.
会想哎呀无论谁被挑中都会开开心心的答应。
We may think that no matter who is chosen will be happily accepted.
真的是这样吗？
Is that so?
如果你是玛利亚，你会这么爽快的就答应吗？
If you were Mary, would you agree or accept immediately?
你会愿意付这么大的代价吗？
Would you be willing to sacrifice?
你会有这么大的信心就把一生的主权这样子交付给神吗？
Would you have such a determination to give your life to God?
我们不要忘了玛利亚后来所付的代价。
Don't forget what Mary paid later.
已经讲过，后来差点被约瑟给休掉。
And we mentioned already that she was almost divorced by Joseph.
后来她身孕已重，即将分娩之前，还遇到罗马皇帝下令人口普查。
Late in the later stage, when in her pregnancy, and the emperor, Roman emperor gave the order to do the census.
身孕这么重，还要长途跋涉去到伯利恒。
With a child in the late stage, and she had to walk all the way to Bethlehem.
到了伯利恒又找不到住宿的地方。
In Bethlehem, they couldn't find a place to stay.
只能住在别人养牲畜的马棚里过夜。
They had no choice but stay over the manger in the manger overnight.
在那么恶劣的环境之下，那一夜她就生产了。
In the poor conditions, and she gave birth to the child.
没有合适的地方让孩子躺卧，只能把它放在马槽里。
No better place for the child except the manger.
想看看如果你是玛利亚在遭受这么多折腾的时候你会不会对神有很多抱怨。
Think about when you suffer from all this like Mary did, would you complain to God?
会不会觉得把一生这样子交托给神很不值得。
Would you think that it's not worthwhile to give all your life to God?
这些麻烦还不是最大的。
These troubles are not big.
耶稣诞生之后没有多久希律王听说有一位将来要做君王的救主诞生了。
So when soon after Jesus was born, the King Herod heard that the king was born.
他马上下令要把伯利恒附近所有两岁以下的男婴全部赶尽杀绝。
He gave orders for the children of the 2 years old or younger to be killed.
可怜的玛利亚和约瑟就赶紧带着小婴孩逃难，一直逃到埃及。
The poor Mary and Joseph, they with Jesus Christ, so they fled away to all the way to Egypt.
等到那个希律王死了之后，他们才回到以色列的地方。
They didn't come back until they didn't come back to Israel until the death of King Herod.
而且在耶稣诞生之后没有多久，神就借着一位女先知对玛利亚说过一段话。
Soon after the birth of Jesus, God talked to Mary through a woman prophet.
说她有一天将要经历极大的痛苦。
And Mary was told that one day she would suffer from excruciating pain.
会像心被刀刺透了一样。
Just like the knife piercing through the heart.
这指的就是将来耶稣要被钉十字架。
That pointed out that's referred to the Jesus putting on the cross.
所以弟兄姐妹和朋友们
，Dear friends, brothers and sisters,
信耶稣是一条蒙福的道路。
To believe in Jesus Christ is a blessed path.
但是这条道路也是一个十字架的道路。
It's an uneasy, it's a crossed path.
是的，十字架最终会带来复活，是极大极美的荣耀。
Of course, we know that the cross will bring us glory and also the blessing.
但是没有十字架就没有复活。
And if there's no cross, there's no resurrection.
唯有经过十字架才会带来复活的荣耀。
Only by or through cross that we can have the glory.
几千年已经过去了。
Thousands of years are gone.
而玛利亚对神的信心至今依然发光，被人称颂。
And Mary's belief in God is still shining and is still praised for generations.
正如她当时心中 受感动所发出的赞美。
Just as she was moved and excited and touched, and when she made the statement,
从今以后万代要称我有福。
She says, from now on, all generations will call me blessed.
她之所以被称为有福，是因为她的的确确摆上了她的一生为主而活。
She is called blessed because indeed she gave all her life to God and lived for God.
而她为主而活的开始，就是在神向她说话的那一天，她单纯却坚定地相信神，对神说：“我愿意。”
So the day when she said simply and out frontly said to God, "I am willing." So this is the day when she was blessed.
在我服侍主这二十多年当中，我当然很希望自己成为一个蒙福的人。
I indeed sincerely wish I am a blessed person by God in the past 20 some years when I serve God.
我也希望每一位我所接触、所认识的人也能够厚厚的蒙神祝福。
And also I sincerely wish that all the people I know or I contact with will be blessed by God.
当然这样的事情并没有发生在每一个人身上。
Of course, it didn't happen to all of us.
有的时候我看到一些人已经信主受洗好一段时间了，却依然活得跟没有信主的人没有什么差别，我心中十分感叹。
Sometimes I really have a strong feeling in my heart when I see some of the people, even if they are converted into Christians for several years, but still they live a life which is not different from non-Christians.
常常最根本的关键就是生命的主权。
So the essence of this is,The control of life.
我们很多人口里都会说主啊主啊，但是在生活中始终没有信心，真正的信靠顺服主。
Though on our lips we would say Lord and Lord or Lord, but indeed in our life we didn't trust the Lord entirely.
我们没有真正交出我们生命的主权。
We didn't let the Master, the Lord, be the master of our life.
我们没有真正的为耶稣而活。
We are not living.For Jesus Christ, indeed.
我们没有真正让耶稣基督在我们的生命里面做主做王。
We haven't let Jesus Christ be the king in our life.
如果玛利亚没有把生命奉献出来，耶稣就不会在她的腹中成形诞生。
If Mary didn't give her life to the Lord, and Jesus Christ wouldn't grow up or form the shape in her womb.
同样的，如果我们不肯凭信心把自己的生命交托给主，我们不会经历主的生命在我们里面诞生、成型、长大。
Likewise, if not by faith in Lord, so if we do not commit ourselves to the Lord, and the Spirit won't grow up in our heart.
在圣诞节即将来临之前，我觉得预备过圣诞节最好的方式就是效法玛利亚的榜样。
When Christmas is near, and the best way to spend the Christmas is to follow Mary's example.
把我们生命的主权交托出来。
And submit our life to Lord.
奉献给主。
And consecrate ourselves to the Lord.
对主说，我是你的仆人使女。
Let us say to the Lord, we are your servants.
无论我这一生你要怎样的带领我，无论你叫我做什么，我都愿意信靠你，顺服你。
No matter what you are asking me to do, or lead me no matter where you lead me or ask me to do, so I'm willing.
心愿照你的话，成就在我身上。
Let it be on me, and as you have said.
我们来唱一首诗歌。
Let us sing a song.
PowerPoint 还没有 ready， 那我再讲一点点好了。
Since the PowerPoint is not ready, I'll continue to say a few words.
我做一点个人的见证。
And it's my personal testimony.
先不谈了。大家都知道我大女儿今年开始读大学。
All of us know that my elder daughter is in college this year.
小女儿明年也要进大学。
Younger daughter will be in college next year.
很多人都问我们孩子的学费怎么付得出来。
A lot of people ask us how we pay the tuition.
其实早在很多年前，就有几位朋友很关心我们孩子将来的学费，就已经问我们好多次了。
Well, several years ago, a lot of people they asked us several times, many times how we afford the tuition.
但是对我们家来说，这个问题很简单，因为没有别的选择，所以也没有烦恼。
It's not a question for us in our family because we don't have other choice, so then we don't have other worries too.
二十几年前，我和我的好太太出信主没有多久，我们看到一些弟兄姐妹很好的见证。
My beloved wife and I, we heard a lot of witnesses, good witnesses, testimonies, and by friends and friends over 20-some years ago.
我们又受到一些信息的激励。
And also we were encouraged and moved by messages.
所以我们就相信，如果要经历神的祝福，一定要肯操练信心，走顺服神、信靠神的道路。
So we firmly believe that if we like to follow God, we need to practice our faith and follow the God firmly.
其中一大关键就是在金钱奉献上信靠顺服神。
One of the tests is the financial offering.
圣经教导我们不应该先为自己计算，然后只把剩下的给神。
The Bible teaches that not we shouldn't calculate and put aside the best for us and leave the rest to God.
我们听明白了这个道理，就凭信心照着去做。
So when we understand this, and we practice our faith and follow it,
总是把当奉献给神的，一定先分别为圣，奉献出来。
100% we put the first part, the best part to God, put aside for God.
我们相信对神小气的人，不太可能经历到神的祝福。
And we know that those people who are stingy in giving to God.Won't be blessed by God.
所以奉献的心态不是能少奉献就尽量少奉献。
So our attitude is not if you can save some, you would save some.
而是愿意操练信心，能多奉献就奉献更多。
To us, it is the practice of our faith. We would give as much as we can.
在这个奉献的操练当中，我们的信心不但没有减少，反而不断加增。
In our practice, our faith becomes stronger and stronger.
不但更少为经济忧愁，反而在奉献当中经历到越来越多的喜乐。
Our worries for our financial situation becomes kind of slight and slight, and our joy is increasing day by day.
后来神呼召我们全职侍奉。
Later, and God called us to serve God full time.
从回应神的呼召辞掉工作的那一天开始，我们就知道将来多半不会有经济能力来负担孩子读大学的学费。
So the day when we responded to God's calling and quit our job to serve God full time, we are very clear that we are not able to offer or to support our children in terms of tuition.
所以随着我们孩子渐渐长大，我们就越来越清楚地告诉他们，让他们心里有预备。
So when our children grown up are about to go to college, and we pointed out very clear to them, so they should get ready that they don't expect any tuition support from us.
所以他们知道我们家没有存款可以付他们学费。
So they know very well that there's no savings in our family for their tuition.
但是我们也告诉他们，只要他们有心读大学，神一定会为他们开一条路。
But we also tell them, if they're determined to go to college, God will point a way for them.
老实说，我大女儿拿到学校入学许可和学校给的费用通知之前，我们完全无法知道，也没有把握要付的学费会有多少。
Honestly speaking, that before our elder daughter got her admission notice, and also there's no way for us to know how much tuition we should pay, what is the cost.
有的人这样说，有的人那样说，这样事情并没有一个完全可靠的标准。
And we heard this and that, and there's nothing reliable.
真的，我们除了仰望神，没有别的依靠。
There's nothing we can do but look up to the God.
唯一的信念是，既然是走信心的道路，就无论如何跟着神继续一步一步走上去。
As long as we choose to believe in God, So there's no way for us to go back. So we should follow God step by step firmly.
感谢神让我们在我大女儿读大学的事情上经历到的神的信实和她丰盛的恩典。
Praise the Lord that my elder daughter, when she went, goes to college, experienced the grace and blessing of God.
现在一个学期已经结束了。
One semester is over.
虽然她不像一些同学手边有很多的钱可以用，但她也没短缺。
She's never short of money, though she doesn't have enough as others at the, for her pocket money.
而且我们看到一个很显著的成长，就是她比以前更有概念的管理钱财。
But we are happy to notice that she is more experienced in managing her finance.
虽然她每个礼拜要到学校的一个办公室工作接近十小时，她日子过得开开心心的。
She's very happy, though she has to work 10 hours in the office in the college.
而且她看这一切的事情对她都有益处。
So she looks at all these as considers all these as the blessings from God.
那我跟我的好太太算了一下，我们女儿去读大学之后，跟她还住在家里的时候相比，我们每年的支出结果只多了一点点。
We did a calculation, my beloved wife and I. We did a calculation about how much it costs us before and after my elder daughter goes to college, and the cost is just slightly more.
我的好太太好几次跟我说，这等于是神给我每年加薪加了好几万美金。
Several times my beloved wife tells me that it's kind of equivalent to God had give us an increase in salary by 10,000, over 10,000, several 10,000, several 10,000, 30,000.
老实说，明年我小女儿进大学学会怎么样，我们还不知道。
Well, honestly speaking, and I don't know what we can do for our younger daughter when she goes to college next year.
但是真的是感谢神。
But praise the Lord.
反正只有一条路。
There's only one way.
问题实在是非常的单纯。
It's very simple.
没有无谓的烦恼和忧愁。
There's no unfounded worries or concerns from us.
所以弟兄姐妹和朋友们，如果你心中常常为这一类的事情忧愁烦恼，
Dear brothers and sisters and friends, if you are always concerned about this financial situation,
如果你相信我讲的是真的，
if you believe what I told you is true,
如果你相信像玛利亚一样交出生命的主权是一条真正蒙福的道路，
if you really believe that what Mary did to submit her life to God is a real road in faith,
我真是盼望你愿意凭信心来全然信靠主。
I sincerely hope by your faithYou can believe in God truly.
好吧，我们来唱诗歌。
Let us sing the song.
By 昔日我主为罪人降生，天后面立天上宝座，在大卫之城，以穷苦马棚，有空处作为主居所，求来到我心，主耶稣，在我心有空处为你。天君皆称颂，天月向天空，宣扬主无量大尊荣。主勤恳恤济，降生贫苦地，为世人受痛苦贫穷。求来到我心，主耶稣，在我心有空处为。
第三节，姐妹，
狐狸沙飞鸟一个，混发时能安然居住，为我主耶稣顺服之辛苦，在世界无尊受之处，求来到我心中，耶稣在我心有空
第四节，弟兄，
救主来世间，赐真理圣言，使人的生命脱罪权。人却嬉笑主，荆棘冠刺主，钉死救主在加略山。求来到我心，主耶稣，在我心有空处位。
第五节，一起来 ，Together。
当主再来临，天越震天惊，为迎接的神君欢喜。主向我施恩，对我发慈身，在我旁有空处为你。我心生快乐，主耶稣，因主来也肯到。
请四情继续谈，我们一同祷告。
Let us pray.
玛利亚成为一个蒙福的人，
Mary become somebody who is blessed，
是因为她愿意把生命的主权献上，
Because she has submitted her all life to the Lord，
是因为她说求来到我的心，主耶稣，
Because she said、may it be to me as you have said，
在我心有空处为你，
Because in my heart there's a place for you，
你的心也有空处给主吗？
Do you have a space in your heart for Jesus?
你愿意为他预备什么样的地方？
What kind of place are you willing to prepare for him?
你愿意把你的心多少开放给他？
How much of your heart are you willing to open for him?
你愿意因着相信成为一个蒙福的人吗？
Are you willing to be blessed by your faith?
你愿意相信神的话语吗？
Are you willing to believe in God's word?
你愿意付代价、冒危险的来信靠顺服主吗？
Are you willing to take the risk and to pay the cost to believe in God?
你愿意凭信心把生命主权奉献给主吗？
Are you willing by your faith you will let the Lord take the control of your life?
你愿意经历到信靠顺服主的喜乐吗？
Are you willing to experience the joy by believing in the Lord?
也许自己有一段时间来跟主祷告。
Let us spend some time to pray with the Lord.
也许我们当中有一些慕道的朋友。
Maybe some of the seekers among us.
你像玛利亚一样，心中完全没有准备。
Without any preparation in your heart, just like what Mary was before.
但是也许你也可以像玛利亚一样，就是打开心门来接受他。
Maybe just like Mary too, and you can open your heart to accept Jesus.
自己来向他祷告。
Let us pray with the Lord.
我们所有在座已经信主的基督徒，也求主加添我们信心。
We pray to the Lord to strengthen our faith for those Christians.
让我们真的是信进去。
And we will believe in Jesus Christ.
把自己交托给主。
Submit ourselves to the Lord.
来跟神祷告。
We pray.
就是在圣诞节就即将来临的时候，我们再次感谢你为我们诞生。
Dear Jesus Christ, we thank you again for the birth of Jesus Christ.
你自己为我们付上了极大的代价。
You paid a huge price for us.
主，你让我们可以来得着你的恩典。
So that we can get your grace and blessing.
是啊，求你也就加添我们信心。
Dear Lord, we pray that strengthen our faith.
让我们不只是相信你是一位救主。
Not only we believe you are a redeemer.
让我们也相信，让你做我们生命的主是最蒙福的。
And also we believe that.We are blessed if we let you to be the master of our life.
也因着我们的信靠顺服，这个圣诞节将更加的美丽。
the Christmas will be more glorious by our faith.
听我们的祷告。
Listen to our prayer.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
下面是欢迎和报告的时间。
It's time for the announcement and reports.
我们今天有没有中间有没有第一次来到我们中间的新朋友？如果有的话，请你站起来介绍一下啊。
So for the newcomers, please stand up, introduce yourself.
还有没有没有就请我们大家打开我们的程序单，我们看一下我们今天报告事项。
Let's look at the program.
下一个主日12月3号在崇拜的时候有洗礼。
Next Sunday, December 23rd, there will be baptism.
也希望就是近期有新受洗的能够向这个信导向什么时来报名。
Please talk to Pastor Xu if you are ready for the baptism recently.
下面我想就是把这一个学期的我们中文这个朝圣主日学报告一下。
I'm going to talk about the Sunday school for the adults.
大家经常那个表上看，就是这个学期呢，我们中文。
So there were three classes for this Sunday, adult Sunday school. So the number of attendance is more or less the same as last time.So it's kind of a stabilized for those attendants.
根据就是我们完了以后有一个回馈表。
We had a feedback form.
就是大家的反应都还是不错。
So the form, the feedback form, and everybody think it's a good Sunday school.
大家都觉得就是说在这样的传承主学可以帮助大家能够系统的能够固定的能够来学习神的话语。
We all feel that this kind of Sunday school can help us to study God's Word systematically.
也可以帮助我们就是把神的这个话语能够用在我们这个生活当中。
And also can help us to apply what we learn from the Sunday school in our real life.
让我们能够在基督里边能够一天一天来长进。
So we can grow up day by day in Jesus Christ.
所以我们要感谢就是这些这个
We would like to give our thanks to the teachers.
就是他们不光就是说他们要在这个教课之前要能够就是要去
进行准备，进行准备。Not only they did the preview and preparation before class.
他有预备讲义，并且他这个早都要来，还要排桌子。
So not only they will give the handouts, prepare for the handouts, also they would arrange the chairs and tables.
还有一些老师呢，准备这个早点。
Some of the teachers also prepare the refreshments.
我们就是希望这些老师能够站起来，我们能够对大家能够鼓掌，能够来鼓励他们。
So all the teachers please stand up. We'll applaud for you.
站起来。我要感谢就是这个在传承主日学就是孩童看顾的这些弟兄姐妹。
Also, I'd like to thank the brothers and sisters who take care of their children.
这次主要感谢庄静他能够来这个负责这个孩童看顾。
庄静 in particular in coordinating this babysitter.
我们看这上面有许多这个弟兄姐妹，他们能够。
就是有他们献上爱心，付出爱心，能够来参与这个儿童餐会。
So on the slide, we can see a lot of people. They are involved and with their love for God.
往上您这个那个第一个那个垃圾是我们这个儿童开户平均大概就一天是11个小大概小孩和小孩加起来11个。
In average, all children counted every day, every time it's about 11.
所以就是我们感谢也希望这些这个刚才在上面就是你这些帮助的弟兄姐妹能够站起来，我们能够鼓掌。
For those who supported the babysitters, please stand up and we'll applaud for you.
大家都不愿意站起来。不过我们也知道这是谁，谢谢他们。
We give our thanks to those who take care of the babies, children.
而我们也希望就是神能够给我每一个人一颗就是渴慕和追求的心。
We pray that God will give all of us a heart who, which is eager to pursue God's will.
能够继续愿意在神的话语上能够继续来造就。
And search for God's word to change ourselves.
能够积极的参加我们下一个学期的华人主义学。
And we sincerely hope that a lot of more people will actively participate in the next Sunday school.
好，我们下面报告第三个第三项。
Number three on the program。
12月24号，就是这个晚上，我们教会有上代夜的课的聚会。
On the evening of December 24th, there's a special event in our church。
有各团契的献诗。
Christmas songs from all fellowships。
有这个儿童演唱。
And children's performance。
还有青少年的一个乐器演奏。
Musical instrument by the youth group.
还有简短的信息。
A brief message.
希望大家能够邀请你的朋友来参加。
Please invite your friends to this event.
第四项就是说你知道今年我们这个下雪来的也早，也下的这个次数也很多。
So this year we already had several snows.
我们希望大家能够弟兄姐妹能够就是在那个前面那个。扎up 那个就是睡着上面能够就是自愿，如果自愿采取了向你翻了。
Brothers and sisters, if you can or willing, and please sign up on the sheet on the bulletin board for shovel the snow.
我记得这个介绍弟兄说过，就是说你签字那天，其实就是采血不是在你签的那天，是在神说的那天的下雪。
So Brother Jensen said, well, when you sign up for that day, and whether it's snow or not snow, it's up to God. It's not up to you.
最后一项就是说因为我们大学寒假，我们在这个寒假期间没有这个 bus 接送。
So there's no bus pickup during this break.
如果你需要接送的话，你就可以和我们同工来联络。
Please contact co-workers if you need a pickup.
1月27号开始恢复两通同在，在那个时候也就有发。
So the two sessions, Sunday session services will resume by January 27th. So there will be bus pickup transportation on that day.
好，我们报告事项就到这，有没有补充报告
？Any additional announcement?
如果没有的话，我们一起起立，我们唱三一首。
Let us all rise to sing doxology.
May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in Him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit.
但愿使人有盼望的神，因信将诸般的喜乐平安充满你们的心，使你们借着圣灵的能力大有盼望。阿门。请坐。
Please be seated.
散会后我们楼下有简单的午餐。
After the service, there will be a simple lunch served.
请大家就是留下来，我们一起有个交通。
Please stay and enjoy the lunch, and also for the communication too.
我们就为午餐做个祷告。
We'll pray for the lunch.
父神，我们再次感谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you again.
我们谢谢你把你的恩典赐给我们。
We thank you for your gifts and grace.
我们也谢谢你，让我们能够今天能够在你的殿里边，能够一起满心欢喜、快乐的来赞美你。
We also thank you for let us to praise you and thank you with joy in the sanctuary.
也谢谢你借着今天的信息再次向我们说话。
Thank you for talking to us by today's message.
就是求主你能够加添给我们的信心。
We pray that you will strengthen our faith.
让我们能够信靠你。
So that we believe in you.
让我们能够就是一天一天能够在主的话语上。能够更加有长进。
So we'll grow day by day in learning your words.
让我们的信心一天一天更加坚定。
So our faith will be stronger and stronger day by day.
也让我们一天一天也能更能够像你。
And we will be like you day by day.
就我们也为楼下的这个午餐献上感谢。
We also give thanks for the lunch downstairs.
我们谢谢你今天为午餐做准备的家庭团契高地组。
We give our thanks also to the University Heights which prepared the lunch.
也求主洁净桌上的饮食。
Dear Lord, please cleanse the food on the table.
让我们吃了能够力上加力。
So we'll be healthy and strong when we eat the food.
也保守我们再会后的脚步。
And also bless our steps after the service.
我们这样感谢祷告，奉救主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
请大家默祷后散会。
And the service is congregation will be dismissed after the silent prayer.